This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour.
Of course, if you want to join us here, and whether it's talking about the Islamic State coming out and claiming some responsibility for the married couple that killed 14 people in a mass shooting in California this week in San Bernardino, or fire departments, which is what we're kind of on right now. Mark, you're a volunteer fireman, and I'm Ian. I'm not a volunteer fireman. But what I was discussing last hour, what we were discussing, was the idea of marketizing fire departments, getting the free market to handle fire protection instead of the government, which is, of course, the way that we're used to it in our lives. We had a guy call in from Madison who said, that's a crazy idea. He dropped off the line, by the way. I'd invited him to stay, but he went. He said, it's a crazy idea. It would pit people against one another.
Yeah, I don't, so...
In competition, he
I
said.
I see that there's some... I was saying earlier that I see there's some confusion in turning fire departments from the government-run agencies that they are today into, you know, free market institutions, and that it would be a bumpy road. And this is one of the problems with getting the government involved in things, is getting people off of the public teat is always very difficult. However...
Especially the people that work for the government.
Things are pretty clear in the area of... firefighting that, well, look, most of the ambulance service in this country prior to the 80s was done by private ambulance companies and still is in many places today. Geographically, it may be that more more places are served by private ambulance companies than are served by public ambulance companies.
Interesting. I know there's one here in Keene, but there's also a public one.
Right, there's a public one in this city, but
right.
That's because here's the reason. I think it's because people wanted private insurance companies wanted private, full-time professional fire departments so that response times would be minimized. Those full-time fire departments, especially in places in, say, the South, didn't have as much to do when they're just responding to fires. So people wanted them to do things. And one of the things that, oh, why don't you make medical calls too? We'll buy you an ambulance. And then that sort of privatizes the ambulance service. Rather than saying, you know what, well, we'll just give you some trucks and let you guys handle firefighting on your own. Well, there's no particular reason why trucks are the right way to fight fires today. What people need to understand is fire departments are not there to prevent your house from burning down. Yes, your professional firefighters likely will be able to save the shell of your house. They'll probably have response times as low as 5 or 6 minutes. They'll get there. In many cases, they can save most of the house, and you're going to have some cleanup and call ServPro and all that other stuff that you have to do, but they can probably save the house. But that's not their job. Their job is to save your neighbor's house. Houses used to be a lot closer together in dense cities, and when a fire started, whole blocks would go up. That was the purpose of fire departments, was to stop the fire from burning the next person's house. Because ultimately, if you're irresponsible enough to set your house on fire, it's nobody's fault but your own.
Mm-hmm.
You should have had fire extinguishers. You should have had fire alarms. You should have had a variety of things to stop this from happening. Plus, don't burn candles. Stop burning candles in your house. Why would you bring fire into your house? It's romantic. Get some flickering light or something.
They smell nice.
Stop. Get an air freshener. Regardless, the responsibility for your house burning is your responsibility. If you've got kids that like to play with matches, then teach them not to. Figure something out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. Your house is your responsibility. It's not the community's responsibility. It's not the fire department's responsibility. The fire department's real job is to prevent your house from sitting on a field that then goes and burns the next person's house. That is why they are the public good, as they are called. And why can ambulance services, which ran privately for a very long time and were probably only made public because firefighters didn't have that much to do back in the day, because there are only so many fires that occur, up here where they heat with wood in houses. It's in wooden old wooden houses. It's a completely different story with balloon construction, for God's sake. Fire departments could absolutely operate in a free market. This isn't something that has to be a public good. It's just something that is a public good.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk to Doug listening in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Doug.
Hey. Mark has a bad attitude. But
generally.
Yeah, I guess so. I was a volunteer firefighter for about 10 years, and then I did wildland firefighting for another 5, so I know something about that.
Was it a private company?
What's that?
Was it a private company?
No, it was a municipal volunteer fire company.
No, the wildfire fighting.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I did it for the Forest Service, and okay. I'll get into that. That was some of the most ridiculous stuff that you can imagine stuff for the federal government. But as far as the municipal fire department, they're, well, first of all, we used to have a chicken barbecue with raffles and stuff every year.
We did too. It gets us $2,500.
Yeah.
That's enough to buy one air tank.
Exactly. Well, I'm getting to the real stuff.
Okay.
So one way to do it, of course, would be through the insurance companies. So you have your property insurance, and then they pay the money to the fire company, or they make you subscribe to the fire company. Another model
where the fire department charges the insurance company when they come and take care of a fire. They can also bill too.
Yeah, or they can bill even though they don't. They can bill a certain amount just to be available in order to respond to a fire.
Yeah.
And then another model, it would be the homeowners association model, because with the I think most people are familiar with a condominium complex or a subdivision with a homeowners association. And the way that that works is when somebody buys something, a unit from a developer, they only buy some of the rights. So in other words, there's real estate and then there's real property. And real property can be divided up any way you want. So when somebody buys their unit, they're buying it subject to paying the homeowners association, and then they get to participate and vote.
And that comes with a rider about fire protection, and you got to buy it, it comes with the fees that you pay to the homeowners association.
Yeah, you could put that in, and that model can be expanded to the whole municipality. I think the first one that I'm familiar with that did it this way was Columbia, Maryland, and that's a whole town with retail, office, and residential properties.
Isn't that really just a different municipal model than what we have today, though? I mean, if you're expanding it to the municipal level, you're basically saying everybody has to pay for the fire department. I mean,
well, yeah, but prior to that, he was talking about some things that could be done without the government, right? So that was a discussion we were having earlier, was what's the best way to get from here, which is where we have government-controlled fire departments, to a market-based fire system. And using the insurance companies and homeowners associations as the payers would certainly be a lot more simple for billing, because that was your objection, Mark, was that billing each individual household would be very complicated and expensive for whoever it would be that would be running the department. But if you're using the sort of middlemen, if you will, that might simplify matters. I thought that was good suggestions. Doug, anything else you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
Well, I'll just talk about the wildland firefighting for the Forest Service. They put us out in the middle of a fire, and then Fish and Wildlife decided, this was in a national park, Fish and Wildlife decided that we shouldn't be fighting the fire, so we're standing there in the middle of the fire, and we're not allowed to fight it. And that's what happens when the federal government's in charge.
Centralized control. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Lucky they survived it.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Mostly what I was doing there when I was rebutting the things that you said is pointing out that you need to be ready. If you're going to advocate something be cut from the municipal level, you need to be ready to defend that. And
not really.
Yeah.
No, I can just advocate for it and then let the market figure it out. I don't need to know how everything's going to work. I mean, it only took us, what, 20 minutes for somebody to call in and actually give some really great ideas? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't need to know how every single thing in the marketplace is going to work to know that it's going to work better than whatever the government has. Because the government sucks at everything that it does for the most part. If it does something, it's only doing it because they have a monopoly on it. It gets done if they throw enough money at it, but the market could do it better, more efficiently. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everything from the Islamic State to private fire departments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. If you are online and you aren't protecting yourself with ProXPN, then you should learn more about ProXPN. They encrypt your internet connection. Go to proxpn.com and you can get started with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live 50, as in 50% off, for 50% off their regular monthly price when you get their annual account. It is proxpn.com. Whether you've got a Windows device, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, whatever it is that you use, ProXPN can get you connected with them to mean that your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore when you start using ProXPN. ProXPN.com. And it is recommended that ProXPN be used in concert with an alternative DNS like OpenDNS or Google DNS. ProXPN.com. Go get started there with code FTL50. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Faisal is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Faisal.
Yep, hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm helping coordinate a campaign to collect funds for the victims of San Bernardino shooting that occurred recently. And this is a campaign that's on behalf of the American Muslim community. It's a funding campaign that's showing remarkable success, and just really happy and glad that we are standing by in full solidarity with the families in our town and neighborhood. They're so severely affected by this tragedy, and just want to let everybody know that we are here for them and for all of our communities.
What are you going to do with the money?
Well, the money goes to the families. There's a process set up, likely through United Way. That gets distributed to the families that are directly affected by the tragedy, and there's like close to 40 of them, some that are deceased, the families of the deceased, and some that are injured, and they'll have long-term, they may face long-term disabilities and long-term problems.
What do you think? I mean, oftentimes we'll hear, where are the Muslims that are denouncing this activity? And I would say
they're all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the place. But I would say that this is stronger than a denouncement. This is somebody raising money for the families of the people that are harmed.
Going above and beyond, for sure.
What do you think about that? I mean, it's got to be, you know, in one hand, you've got to sort of understand where people are coming from. On the other hand, it's got to be kind of like, you know, hey, I didn't shoot anybody.
I think, you know, first, I think it's a very important, it's probably the most important question on everybody's mind. So thank you for articulating it. I think the issue is, for us in the Southern California community, you have this devastating event right in your own backyard. And so many of the Muslim families were receiving services right at this Inland Regional Center. And they're so distraught and emotionally affected by this because their kids go there. And this place provides services for especially kids. So people are emotionally connected to this. Muslims are emotionally connected to this. This is the home turf. This is our backyard. So I think we feel not only responsible, but we feel like we're equally sharing in the grief and what the victims and their families are going through. So I think this is an obligation for us, and it's important for us. And that's what we are hearing as the campaign is collecting funds. You'll see that emotional connection to the problem itself. On the other hand, the Muslim community is just in absolute shock. I mean, you know, we've heard of these things happen in all sorts of, you know, mass shootings all across the country, most recently in Colorado. And, I mean, this is such, you know, this is so common. I've been told there have been 355 mass shootings in the country alone this year. And there's only 365 days in a year. So, you know, you hear about these things so often, but when it happens in your own backyard, it becomes a completely different equation. Muslims are clearly shocked. They're not able to make sense of what's transpired here. But I think we're also very realistic. If there's been any ideological force that these perpetrators relied on and felt that Islam affected them, inspired them, then the Muslim community is the first and foremost to stand against that kind of extremism.
Thanks for that tonight, Faisal. I appreciate it. Is this the same campaign that we had actually Will Cawley call from Muslims for Liberty earlier? He mentioned one that had raised several thousand dollars on a site called LaunchGood. Is this the same one you're talking about?
Exactly the same one. LaunchGood is a crowdsourcing website that's been incredible.
How would one who wanted to contribute to the campaign find it? If you go to launchgood.com, is it like a slash something or other or what?
Yes, it's launchgood.com/FP for San Bernardino. And we have so far collected $25,000 with a goal of $50,000.
Excellent. Good luck. Thanks, Faisal, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Let's continue. We've got Harold in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Harold.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Welcome. We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think that people in San Bernardino didn't understand their diversity training because, obviously, they're the two people that crashed the party didn't like the Christmas party. So I think the people should have not had a Christmas party. They should have been more tolerant.
I
think they had a holiday party, and I think that those people were there at the event. They didn't crash it.
The male was apparently there, and then he left and then brought back his girlfriend or wife. And
I'm sure she would have been invited.
They were offending those people because of the Christmas party. And
they're clearly offended by something.
Most companies have diversity training and...
Yeah, this isn't a company. It was the government, actually. It's a government worker. He was a health inspector, and he went and he slaughtered his coworkers. So
yeah, well,
I suspect
even
that
worse. The government has more diversity training than regular companies nowadays.
So you think it has something to do with diversity? Well, maybe it has to do with being a government employee.
I think they were offended somehow, and they didn't.
How many people respond to being offended with violence?
Well, there's a few, you know. We've had a lot since, you know.
Yeah. You really believe what you're saying, Harold?
Just come out and say what you want to say, Harold. Who do you want to kill?
You know,
who do you want to put in a camp? Who do you want to keep out of the country?
No.
Who? I'm asking you a question.
I think it's just he's trouncing diversity training or something like that.
No,
is that what
man,
you're doing?
I'm trying to say that when you're going to have Christmas party, you need to be more mindful of...
Or else someone might slaughter you. Thanks for the call, Harold. Ridiculous. I mean, I understand that some people are offended.
I'm sure if this was a government thing, it was a holiday party,
yeah.
Right? And
it was some sort of banquet, actually. It was the way it was described in one news piece.
I don't think the name of the party particularly matters. If you want to have a Christmas party, have a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a holiday party, have a holiday party. If you want to have a freaking Ramadan party, have a Ramadan party. I don't know. Make crap up like they did for Kwanzaa. Just make up something and call it a religion. I don't care. But don't kill anybody over it. If you think about killing people because you think your religion's better than theirs, your religion stinks.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, 855-450-3733.
More likely, you don't even understand your religion.
Yeah, that's probably true. Let's continue, though. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can join us right here. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And we are going to be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up in about 2.5 months. The Liberty Forum happening in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. It's the biggest hotel for events like this in the state. And it'll be filled with liberty-loving people, hundreds of people who care about freedom, are going to be in attendance likely, if past years are any indication, and this year I'm sure will be as busy because Edward Snowden is going to be one of the keynote speakers. Now, I don't believe all of the keynote speakers have yet been announced, but this is a pretty big one, and I don't know how they're going to top it. Edward Snowden, will not be there in person because, well, he'll get arrested by federal thugs if he comes to the United States, and sadly New Hampshire has not yet seceded, so we can't offer him any protection from that. But you know, it'll still be great to have him there in sort of digital fashion from Moscow, where I imagine he'll be staying up fairly late to give his keynote speech. It'll probably be, what time do you think it is in Moscow compared to Eastern time?
Close to 12 hours.
12 hours. So he'll be getting up bright and early then in that case to give his speech, because normally these keynote speeches are like 7 o'clock at night. Anyway, don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun and all kinds of great liberty-oriented panel discussions. And I've been invited to be on some panel already. And so there's going to be all kinds of things to talk about and people to meet and vendors to visit. But it's really more about the community. It's about experiencing what it's like to be around people who actually care about liberty, people who love freedom enough to have picked up their lives, as you and I have done, Mark, and have made the move here to New Hampshire. There's going to be probably, you know, of the hundreds of people at the Liberty Forum, I'd say probably 200 of them are from New Hampshire, people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project or are New Hampshire natives. And then the other several hundred, you know, 300 to 500 or so, it's usually like 500 to 800 people that attend. Those are people who are visiting from outside of the state, people who want to really see if this is for real. You know, they might have heard Free Talk Live talking about it. They might have seen a Dave Ridley report about what's going on in New Hampshire. And it just sounds too good to be true. Could it really be that there are 1,500 people who have picked up their lives so far and have moved for this project? Could it be that those people have actually, you know, created this groundswell of this movement, that these various different activities, these groups, different activist projects, that all this stuff that we've talked about for a decade here on Free Talk Live, is it really true? Well, come on up and see for yourself. Go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you got to be hardcore to do this one. It's in the middle of the wintertime, February 18th through the 21st. Luckily, the hotel has heat. nhlibertyforum.com. You will hopefully be there, and we will see you there, because we'll be broadcasting live every single night. We've got Brian. He's in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
My point was I was just hearing what you guys were saying, and I kind of disagree as far as you're saying that you don't resort to violence if someone offends you. I'm paraphrasing on that.
No, you really shouldn't do that. You disagree with that?
You could punch a cat in the nose, you know what I mean? But to resort to actual coming in with AR-15s and guns, that's just a little ridiculous. And, you know,
I don't think it's okay to punch anyone in the nose if they offend you.
I think fighting words exist. This is something that Ian and I have gone round and round about. And I think that you can say some things at some point in life that are going to, whether they should or not, going to result in somebody bopping you in the nose. And
right.
You know, that's just kind of suffice.
You can say whatever you want about my mother. I'm not going to hit you for it.
Yeah, but that's your perspective, and that might not bother you, but I'm pretty sure there is a trigger somewhere in there, and maybe you just have
a trigger.
To live like
I've tried.
You know,
I've tried to trigger him.
It's not.
We've been working together for 12 years. I have tried to trigger him, and I don't think there is. I think he's just weird.
You've tried to get me to take a swing at you?
Well,
I would love
to. Maybe he's the chosen one, then. I mean, that's a possibility, too, but still.
He has fallen short of the glory of God, I can assure you.
Debate about it's all metaphysical. It's all a matter of perspective. Just because your normalcy bias is different than somebody else's, I mean...
Well, if you want to get metaphysical, then you could argue that the person who is offending you is actually you, and then in point of fact, you're actually hitting yourself in that case. But that's
that may be the case. But then another thing I wanted to comment on before I close out this evening is I just want your opinion on this, and maybe you could help me put things into perspective. As like,
we'll try.
You know,
and we're just talking about
this whole radical Islam, and you know, Islam is violent, this, that, the third. Not necessarily you guys, but I hear it a lot in the mainstream media. But what about Waco, Texas, and, you know, compounds, and those cats having thousands of rounds and brainwashing their people to fight the FBI, and then you got the other cats that made the whole compound eat poisons and all that. But there was no main
Jim Jones
like,
down in
Christianity is bad.
Are you talking about Jim Jones?
Opinion on that.
Thank you, Brian, for your call. He's talking about cults and things like that. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Well, I think I'm wondering whether he's talking about Christian cults or whether he's talking about cults
Koresh
generally.
Koresh did claim to be
Koresh
Jesus,
did, but
he?
I don't know whether Jim Jones did down in South America.
But he did talk about Koresh.
He did. Well, first off, I'd say the violent people in the Koresh incident were the FBI.
That's all right. Kinds
of evidence of that. Koresh people didn't particularly do anything violent. There's some arguments that he had sex with underage girls, but they could have picked him up on his daily jog and avoided the whole standoff and everybody being killed and all the stuff they did.
Yeah, that was all over him not going to court, right?
That was a government display of force, and so I'm not as worried about that as other things. I mean, do I think that people's religion, Christian, Islam, Buddhist even. I've seen Buddhist monks being violent against people, Islamic people, and I can't remember where it was. Myanmar, maybe? I don't know. Wherever it was. I mean, yeah, people's religions will drive them to do violent things. If they believe strongly enough in that, then, you know, that's an issue. Now, is it just religion? A lot of people would tell you it is just religion. But I'd call myself religious, or at least... People like to use the term spiritual these days. Fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with using the term religious.
I'm religious, and I...
If you have a belief about the creation of the universe that has to do with some sort of supreme concept or being, then it's usually a religion.
Yeah, I think that religion... The problem with religion comes in when you're willing to fight and kill over it. That's the problem with religion. Because then people have to defend themselves. They feel subjugated. Then they're going to fight. Many of the stuff that, much of the violence that's going on doesn't have in the Middle East and that sort of thing, doesn't have as much to do with Islam as it does with just people who are like, hey, Western countries, why don't you leave us alone so we can figure out this self-governance thing on our own?
Mm-hmm.
We left you alone, generally, for that self-government governance thing.
You don't hear about Muslims bombing Costa Rica, for instance.
They have no military, right?
Right, and therefore have not sent anybody to the Middle East to destroy anything.
Switzerland doesn't generally get bothered?
Exactly. So if you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And he did mention that a lot of people are talking about Islam. And there's an interesting video that unfortunately we really can't play on the air. I think it's in Swedish. So there's subtitles to this video, and it was posted on our Facebook page earlier today. So if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, scroll down just a little bit, you'll find a link to it there. It's a great video. It's kind of one of these man-on-the-street presentations. Mm-hmm. And did you watch it, Mark? Did you watch this video?
No, I've seen the video, and you explained it to me.
You have seen the video? You've not seen
it. I've seen that the video exists.
You've seen that it exists. Okay, got it. So I think it's worth a watch. I mean, although, I'll give you a summary of what it is, and you kind of get it. Anyway, they took a Bible, and they took the dust cover off of a Quran. They then put the dust cover onto the Bible. Kids, the dust cover is something that goes on a hardcover book that makes it easier to dust, I think.
A book is a collection of pieces of paper that have printing on them that you can read like a Kindle or an iPad.
So this is an old trick for people who understand books. Anyway, they put the dust cover on that said the Quran on the Bible, and then they proceeded to read biblical passages to people on the streets, representing them as though they were from the Quran, and got their reactions. Of course, there's a lot of crazy stuff in the Bible, so people were naturally shocked at what the Quran said, but then they revealed that, in point of fact, it was the Bible, and so it was very interesting. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe enough time for you if you dial in right now. Also, Skype users, you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, the archives are free, the chat room, the webcam, all of that stuff. We give it away. You can go and get interactive there for free. freetalklive.com. If you would like to support the show, you like what we're doing, talking about the ideas of liberty on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week this show is live. If we're not on every night on your local radio station, you can call them and ask real nicely, talk to the program director and tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live. But we're there 7 nights a week, whether we're on your local station or not. Of course, you can always grab them over at freetalklive.com, grab the archives up there, subscribe to the podcast. But if you want to support the show directly, then thankfully the internet allows that to be done fairly easily. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, so any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And now, Bitcoin. You can finally amp the show with Bitcoin. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live, or $5 a month worth of Bitcoin. And Free Talk Live will invest that into our program and get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's go first to Dave in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wow. Well, I'm a big fan of Ed Snowden, but I can't begin to tell you how disappointed I am with Free Talk Live tonight.
Why's that?
I called in very early in your show and discussed honestly with your producer, I do. He said I had one call ahead of me. Now, 20-some calls later, I get the opinion you don't particularly care to freely discuss certain views. And mine is one.
No, that's not true. We have certain rules about calls here, Dave, and one of them is that people who we know get put to the back of the line, especially on a night like tonight when you know, we've got new people calling in. So we want to make room for different voices. You know, we appreciate your call, but, you know, we've heard from you a lot, so I knew that it was you, and so I made you wait.
Well, again, you want to cut me short because you don't get to discuss the government.
You haven't been cut short. you've continued to go on here and complain. Now, what did you want to talk about?
If government is in the hands of honest, well-motivated people, it can indeed act to the betterment of the people, all kinds of government. If you get government, as we have now, in the hands of greedy corporate special interests that are only interested in pocketing money, then you may not likely benefit from such a government. But we need to discuss that openly. It's not just a matter that government is the problem. Government run by corrupt special interests, very much the problem. And that's what we got now.
When are you ever not going to have that?
I do believe that if we have honest elections, and Ed Snowden will talk about how much easy it is to rig these electronic voting machines, to flip a few million votes here and there, to get in whoever they want, so we end up with a Bush and a Cheney and whatnot in our government. And what do we have for a Congress? Do we have people interested in representing us, the people, or do we have in our Congress those people only interested in stuffing their pockets by misrepresenting the people? That's the reality we're facing.
I understand what the reality is.
And I concur with you 100% on that. And we do have, you know, the voting machines have been shown to be hackable. They haven't been shown to have been hacked. But then again, we knew the NSA was spying before we could prove that they were. So it's one of those conundrums, Dave. It's a really difficult question: is how do you create a center of power and money known as the government and not have the most successful sociopaths populated? It's a very difficult question.
We deal directly with this problem. That is to say, if we've got riggable electronic voting, and we've been turning our heads and looking the other way and allowing it to happen time and time again, we damn well better wake up.
But wait a minute. Aren't you asking those same corrupt politicians that you were just lamenting to fix the problem for you?
No, I'm asking a program such as Free Talk Live to get this aired at every turn, that people need to be aware of what they're voting on and to do something about it.
But how? But what are they going to do about it?
I don't know. I think there was a time when we could dress up as the Native Americans and go throw the tea in the sea. That's what we
Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, we got very strict call rules here in that anyone can call in about anything. We don't generally screen very hard. Like, we don't really care what your name is and where you're really calling from. You can make all that stuff up. You don't really have to get into detail about what you're calling about. But I want to hear from new people, you know?
I hear that. I also think that Dave's a good caller, so it kind of leaves
he
me
is,
in the
which is why I took him before I'm going to take Scott in Charleston, because Dave had been holding on for a while in Charleston. Scott is new. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm going to pick a bone on a couple points tonight.
Pick it. Oh, we love bone picking.
Okay. Just don't take it too personally. I got in the car and turned on the radio. You were talking with Harold, I think it was.
I have no idea.
Minutes ago.
Go right ahead.
Ian, I think you said the line that caught me was, how often does it end in violence? And the answer is not very often. But
you're referring to how often does what end in violence? The question was, how often does someone who's been offended end in violence? Because the caller was suggesting that someone was offended, the shooters were offended by the holiday party or the Christmas party, and that's why they shot it up. And so, yes, that was what I said. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for filling that in. Yes, exactly. And the answer is, you know, obviously not very often, but it often ends in aggression and passive aggression, which I think is, which is very real aggression.
I disagree.
So, okay, fair enough.
Passive aggression is not aggression. I think it's
really
a silly term. But anyway, what was the point you're driving at? Go ahead.
Well, I think there are a couple steps there, and I think passive aggression escalates things, especially on the road. But
it'll escalate things. I'll give you that.
The other issue was, oh my goodness, brain fart.
Uh-oh, gotta take notes. I'll give you one chance. Go ahead, if you got it, Scott. Now's the time.
You're never going to get it when you do that to somebody, for God's sake.
Here's what I want you to do.
It's like playing that music on Jeopardy.
Yeah, I should get that. I should get that music. That would have been perfect.
How could anybody think when that noise is going
on? I'm overwhelmed with your celebrity.
Oh, please. We're just talk show hosts.
Call back tomorrow.
Yeah, here's what you should do, Scott. Mark your calendar for tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. That's when we start our live Sunday show, and you can kick it off with us, and we'll take your call right out of the gate. Appreciate your call tonight. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, this man, Obama, as you very well know, is in Wonderland, in fantasy land when it comes to dealing with, existential threat that is swirling around us. And I am of the opinion that he is a sworn enemy of this country, number one. And number two, he is one with black animals, black radicals, the Islamic Nazi.
He's a sworn enemy. Well, now, what does that mean when you say he's a sworn enemy?
A sworn enemy in that, you know, he is more, allowing people, you know, who wants to do us harm, access. He's allowing it. And you know, you're right about that.
He is actually allowing the police all around the country to do harm to innocent people,
just like his predecessor, George W. Bush.
Isn't he just like George W. Bush, Ralph?
It didn't take long for you to do a plea bargain as far as being white guilty is concerned. It really didn't take long, you know? And I beg your pardon. I'm still waiting for I beg your pardon. And you know,
I don't know what you're saying right now. I have no idea. But,
you know, if I was making a plea bargain,
Let's talk about Black Lives Matter, because I like to believe they could easily be co-opted by, you know, the Islamic extremists or the Islamic radical. I, you know, firmly believe that.
That sounds like fear-mongering. Do you have anything besides speculation to lay down here?
Well, you know, I want to ask this question.
All right.
To the both of you.
Make it fast.
When does Black Lives Matter to both of you?
All lives matter. Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Humans are people, and they're individuals, and they should be judged individually based not on their skin color, but their actions and their statements.
I think the Black Lives Matter meme was a real failure for the activists that want to bring attention to police violence against minority communities.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think it could have been All Lives Matter. Yes, all lives do matter. You just adopt that and take it and make it as your own.
Back tomorrow night, freetalklive.com in the meantime.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.